Wasn't that beautiful? Oh, if you see wet parts on my tear, it's because I've been crying. Music's been so nice. Thank you, everyone, for sharing that. And Christ is our Lord. We're looking forward to his coming.
Amen.
All right, let's pray.
Lord, thank you for your love and your care. We praise you that you are good and you are worthy to be praised.
This music is good because we are praising you. And we pray that your name would be praised from the rising of the setting till the setting of the sun. Please be with us now as we meditate on who you are and who you designed us to be. And send your spirit, Lord, help us to learn. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, the title of the sermon is 10 Times Wiser. 10 Times Wiser. You know, where did I get that from? Daniel, after 3 years of a certain lifestyle, was God's lifestyle, he was tested and they found him 10 times wiser. And there's some implications for us, I believe, that are very important in the end times. However, for us to establish that, we need to understand, what does the world think about Adventists? And is that 3 years after Daniel, they said, oh, he's wiser. 3 years after we had a health pandemic, I noticed some things in the news that make me very encouraged about the Adventist health message. And I'll get to more of that in part two, but there's some very exciting information that I can at least set a baseline for us right now and encourage us to be about our Father's business and use Christ's method. All right, so first, did you know that there is a touring industry that's worth a lot of money? And what people do to make this money is to have wellness retreats. Here's a headline from a traveling website. It says, will traveling to a blue zone help you live longer? And I'll tell you what that is if you don't know what it is. That was published in February 2024. The quest for, now by the way, let me tell you how big this industry is. This industry is about to hit $1.3 trillion by 2025. That's how much people are spending on wellness traveling. The quest to discover the fountain of youth has inspired travelers for centuries, and it motivated Dan Buettner, an American National Geographic Fellow, to crisscross the globe for 2 decades, gathering insights from the world's longest living people. And I think you all know where I'm going with this in a moment here. Will traveling to one of the original blue zones really help us live longer, healthier lives? Well, it's changing. You know, not all of the original blue zones are blue zones. You can visit the blue zones, but Buettner cautions they haven't all remained utopias of well-being. Since receiving their designations in the early aughts, many of these regions have been transformed by access to modern convenience in the Western diet. In fact, Okinawa has been delisted. I pray that never happens to Loma Linda. All right? And I don't think it will. I think it'll just get stronger. All right. Let's continue here. So Dr. Walt Willett, a Blue Zone advisor and the chairman of the Department of Nutrition at Harvard University School of Public Health, believes retreats rooted in Blue Zone's Power 9 principles can be just as valuable as visiting the actual regions. Now, one special thing about Loma Linda being a blue zone is most of these blue zones are in remote areas. Loma Linda is not really that remote, and yet it's something about the people in Loma Linda that are keeping that blue zone alive. So we're going to study that. There are people, so what are some examples of these wellness sanctuaries that people are visiting? Well, there is a pioneering wellness sanctuary in Kamalaya in Thailand that has developed a Blue Zones retreat rooted in plant-slanted meals inspired by these regions' traditional diets. Natural movement and other Power 9 lifestyle habits. There's one in Costa Rica, and there's other places. And by the way, there's a closed one in Battle Creek. That was one of the most famous sanitariums in the world. And I'm praying and hoping that we can get back to that. Why should we do that? Well, If you study the Bible, and I was reading Luke and John about Christ's early ministry, and Christ, because of his miracles, was so popular that he would get thronged. It was so popular that he had to eat in secret sometimes and travel in secret sometimes because people were just trying to get to him and be all around him. And wouldn't it be nice if that was restored in the end? And I think it will be. And I think it's happening. In fact, it's happening right here in this church. And I'll conclude on that part of it. An outsider learns about the Seventh-day Adventist Church. What does the world think of Adventists? I'm going to go through some news for you. I'm going to go back in history and bring you back to the present to show you some really, really beautiful, beautiful information about your health message. All right, so there's a gentleman that has a program. It's called the 10-Minute Bible Hour. In 2021, I watched it. I was like, what do people think about Adventists? And so he gave this message about Adventists, and he came to two conclusions. And by the way, he got almost 100,000 views really quick because, I don't know why, but he's a popular gentleman speaking about Bible. The Bible happens to be a very, very wonderful book. But he said this, Adventists are known for two things. Number one, the Sabbath. And number two, health outreach. All right? Now, in the comments, I was reading the comments because I want to know sometimes, you know, study communication, and I want to know what are people saying about these people. So in the comments, I'm reading things, and people, one of the person's comments was, my wife's great-grandmother lived to be 111, and the daughter, or the grandmother, is going to turn 103 in 2 weeks. And it's amazing to me how often I meet an Adventist who seems to be, you know, mature, and then, like, or very mature, and then they start telling me about their parents, and I'm so surprised. Wow, how's that? That's incredible. And people happen to be obsessed with age. By the way, just because you live old doesn't mean you're a saint. And just because you die early doesn't mean you're a sinner. All right, so let me get that out of the way. But the world is very much intrigued with this. So I'm going to turn to Genesis for our first verse here. Genesis chapter 48. I'm going to go to verse 8. All right, let me set this up though. Okay, what's the situation? 47 verse 1. Joseph went and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brothers, their flocks and their herds and all that they possess have come from the land of Canaan. And indeed, they are in the land of Goshen. And he brought some of them to his father. And then he asked about their occupations. All right, now we're going down to verse 7, it says, then Joseph brought in his father Jacob and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Now, before we read the next verse, Joseph had quite the reputation in Egypt, didn't he? Joseph saved Egypt. Joseph could interpret dreams. Joseph knew the mathematical formula for how much grain and wheat to store up over so many years so that when they went through the years of famine, they would have enough. And not only that, they saved his family and they saved a lot of the rest of the world who didn't have any food, and they came to Egypt. And I'm thinking to myself, if I was the king and I had this wise man, Joseph, working for me who saved my kingdom, I'd be thinking to myself, I might want to ask him, how did your son get the ability? How did your son get the ability to interpret those dreams? How did he figure out those math formulas to save us and the rest of the world? I mean, I'd be thinking some of these things, but when we go to verse 8, this is what Pharaoh was thinking. Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? That was his question. And I think, let's see here, verse 28, does it say? Well, this is his total age, and Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. And he was pretty old when Pharaoh asked him that. And Pharaoh was amazed. By the way, if you study the Egyptians, and you've seen the news in National Geographic over the years, did the Egyptian kings live very long? No, maybe a third of that would be a really happy life for an Egyptian king. So God's people, God's people are a witness to the world. So what are some markers of God's people? Number one is love, right? By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. John 13:35. Number two, wisdom. Deuteronomy 4:5-6 talked about people will know because of your laws. The rest of the world will say, this is incredible. And they did in Solomon's age. Kings from all over the world, every kingdom came to hear Solomon's wisdom, right? And then third is strength and health. In Deuteronomy 7:11-15, he says, I'm not going to put the diseases that were on the Egyptians on you. So health is one of the markers of God's people. Could I get one of God's people to go in the back point room and bring me my water bottle from the desk? I have a volunteer to do that. Is there a... Okay, thank you. All right. Now, 1 Peter 2:9 says, we are a chosen people to show forth the praises of God. And we are a witness to the world. And how are we a witness right now? In one way, we're a witness through our health message, which is to draw people back to Christ. All right, so that brings me back to Blue Zones. What is the Blue Zone diet? A nutritionist explains the popular lifestyle. This is published in Good Housekeeping, June 15, 2020. I'm going to go through some news, take you back a little bit, then bring you back to the current. So they said in this article, Loma Linda, California, the residents of this city in San Bernardino have one of the highest, thank you very much, one of the highest rates of longevity in America. The community of Seventh-day Adventists in Loma Linda follow a primarily vegan diet and also recognize their Sabbath day weekly. All right. Now, if you're not vegan, don't worry about it, but I'm reading you the news. CNN, February 27, 2015. I'm going backwards, but then I'm going to come front. CNN features Adventists on a show about healthy living. Dr. Sanjay Gupta highlights the longevity of Adventists in Loma Linda, California. And I'll just keep it there. All right. In some of this information, we have something about Martin Doblmeyer. Has anyone seen the film The Adventists that came out in 2010? The Adventists? Okay. All right. Martin Doblmeyer, excuse me, made us famous. I'll try not to laugh. And it's amazing to me how famous he made us. All right, today the Adventist focus on wholeness and health has made them one of the healthiest faith groups in America. This fact alone speaks to an American audience increasingly interested in ways to extend life. Excuse me, extend and improve life. He made another one. It's called The Adventist 2, if you haven't seen it, in 2013. I have not seen that one either, but it highlights Adventists' medical missionary work. Later on, I believe there's going to be a blueprint about Adventist education. U.S. News, I'm working backwards again. U.S. News and World Report, 11 Health Habits to Help You Live to 100 in 2009. It says, live like an Adventist. That's number 8. Why? Adventists live about a decade longer than the average American. Now, Daniel and his friends were how many times wiser? 10. How much do we get? Extra? 10. That's interesting. I have a more interesting information. Second service. You gotta come, you gotta listen to it. If you're not here, go back and listen to it. All right. Now, who made us famous? The Blue Zones guy, his name is Dan Buettner. He said he's not much of a Bible reader, but when he did the Blue Zone project, he went and read the Bible. And you know what he said? He said, the Adventists follow what the Bible says. Wow. All right. So what did he do? He traveled all over the world, and he studied on the map, and they wrote down things in blue, and they peppered up the map in blue, and that's why it's called the Blue Zones. It's not any special name. But he studied 5 of them, and then he found the Adventists, And he actually got challenged by his editor. He said, you know what, there's five Blue Zones all over the world. Find one in America. And so that's how he found Loma Linda. All right, I'll tell you how he found it in a minute. All right, the Blue Zone story, it was one of the best-selling issues in the history of National Geographic. What Dan Buettner did was he reverse-engineered the secrets of the longest-living people. And they looked at lifestyle rather than geography. So Dan Buettner said, when my editor challenged me, I had to look very hard. So where did he go? He went and he looked at the data for the National Institute on Aging. And they found Loma Linda, which had the highest concentration of the Seventh-day Adventists in the world. And they're distinguished from other Christians, again, by Sabbath on Saturday, and they evangelize with health. All right, we're starting our immersion program up here next week, and it is going to be wonderful. I've been through many of them. It's amazing. And he said this. He said they have a plant-based potluck, and a nature walk on the Sabbath afternoon is hardwired into their religion. That's his words, not mine. So if that's not part of your religion, you can do it this afternoon. All right. He again said they take their diet from the Bible, and the healthiest Americans are vegan Adventists or low fish, following the Genesis diet. So, interesting thing is the Blue Zones suffer the same stress the rest of the world suffers. However, they have daily rituals that help them reverse those problems. They live in a community where the unhealthy choice is impossible. Now, what kind, if you could take the Blue Zone lifestyle and import it into a community of non-believers, what would that look like? I mean, wouldn't that be cool to know if, like, you just had a group of people that had no interest, but they wanted to be healthier, and then, boom, you give them this lifestyle, you don't force it on them, you let them make a choice, and what happens to the community? Well, Dan Buettner made a business out of taking the principles learned from Adventists and the other Blue Zones, and he implements them in communities. And they had some incredible changes. For instance, in Spencer, Iowa, he increased by 11% in fruit and vegetable consumption. Just some of that and some of the other implementations, this was the result. 20% lower healthcare claims by workers, and Spencer Hospital saw a reduction in risk factors for metabolic syndrome from 43% to 13%, dropped 30%. So that's Spencer, Iowa. That's not impressive? Okay, well, you're going to be more impressed in a moment. All right, so Blue Zones LLC employs evidence-based ways to help people live longer and better. The company's work is rooted in explorations and research done by National Geographic fellow Dan Buettner, who identified the Blue Zones region around the world where people live longer. So again, they're just telling us that. Currently, 51 communities, this is old information, but across America have joined a Blue Zone project impacting more than 3.4 million Americans nationwide. Did you know that your heritage is affecting 3.4 million people worldwide? How? To me, this was impressive. Albert Lea, Minnesota. They went there. This Midwestern city had high smoking rates and low activity levels, and they climbed out of a health and economic crisis with projected lifespans increased by nearly 3 years. That's for the whole town. They had 7.5 million in savings in annual healthcare costs for employees. This is incredible. How did they get that? They studied the lifestyles of people who get their lifestyles from the original way of living. Isn't that amazing? All right, in April, now, why? This is very interesting to me. It wasn't just the world that was catching on. It was Adventists. In April 2020, guess who bought Blue Zones? Adventist Health. Most people do not realize right now, but when you see Blue Zones, that corporation is owned by an Adventist-affiliated company. Isn't that amazing? Makes me want to scream with joy and then also cry at the same time, but praise the Lord, that is amazing. All right, it says this revolutionary move by Adventist Health comes at a time when public attention is especially focused on the interconnectedness of our health to that of our friends and neighbors in the face of the coronavirus crisis. More on that second service. Post-pandemic, a focus on improving and strengthening community and public health will be more critical than ever as communities across the nation and the globe navigate recovery. By the way, they're spending like $1 billion on long COVID research. $1 billion. It's amazing. All right. Adventist Health has always believed in creating environments of belonging and easy access to healthy lifestyle. Adventist Health said this about Blue Zones. It represents the future of healthcare. I want to say it represents the past and the future of healthcare and is a major component of our plan to redefine the role of health organizations across America. Praise the Lord. I think that's amazing. All right. So what is their vision? Their vision is to improve individual well-being by investing in healthy communities rooted in the Seventh-day Adventist cultural heritage. The average life expectancy in America is 78, but in Loma Linda, the average male lives 89 and female to 81. That's the average. All right. Pastor Ron, he read a very interesting story about in the Story of Our Health message, and it was about how many people had embraced the health message and they applied it in their lives and they said, this has restored my strength and my spirituality and maybe even saved my life. There is this revival in Adventism because of that health message. But what you might not have heard in that same very book is a story about J.N. Andrews. J.N. Andrews was one of our first missionaries. But I wonder to myself if he would have been a missionary if his family situation had been different. What do I mean? J.N. Andrews' son had a shriveled leg. One of his legs was shriveled. And he sent his son to an institution that wasn't Adventist, but it was a sanitarium, and they did water treatments on his leg. And his leg recovered to where he could run and jump and play like any other boy. And so that boy joined his father on missionary trips all around the world because of the health message. Amazing. Now, how does this make us popular? In different ways. I used to be at the Northern New England Conference, and the most watched video on their Facebook page, it's either Facebook or YouTube, was a health video. We'll keep it at that. All right, Bibles are selling. Evangelism online is bursting. People are interested in truth. In Luke 21:11, it says there will be pestilences. And I want to encourage us that every ache someone has, every pain, every sore throat, every blister, every disease is a chance for us to make a connection for Christ. And the world is full of these problems and trials. All right, so I want to encourage parents, tell your children about our health message and embrace it. Why? National Geographic is telling them. News agencies are telling them. Independent filmmakers are telling them. And it's time for us to do that and be a witness to the world. So now let me bring us back towards the present with some very interesting information. All right, what Blue Zone City, Loma Linda, California, can teach us about living longer. That was in 2019 on NBC News. 2019 again, healthline.com, Seventh-day Adventist Diet and Complete Guide. In 2 Kings chapter 5 is the question, is there a prophet in Israel? You know, He can heal us. And I think we need to recognize that we have a prophet in Israel. And this is kind of a wake-up call for us when the stones are crying out and they're using our methods to evangelize, and we can be doing these same beautiful things. So I want to encourage everyone that this is a message of beauty. This is not a hit you over the head with a health message thing, but it is beautiful. Okay, so again, there was a 2018 Global Health Wellness Summit. Out of 200 videos, the number 11 most viewed is Blue Zones. The full and fascinating story continues. How does it continue? Well, Dan Buettner, after a while, he went back and he visited all those Blue Zones, and he wanted to see them again. So he went back to Loma Linda, and he visited Dorothy Nelson. Dorothy Nelson was 90 years old, and this is what he said about her. She tells me she has perfect blood pressure, a resting heart rate of 60, and she walks 3 miles a day, 90 years old. And so she cooked him a meal, and I was like, uh-oh. But he said he enjoyed it, okay? Now, what does he say about Nelson? This is very funny. He says, as a proponent of vegetarian ways, Nelson is a direct culinary descendant of Ellen G. White, who helped found, by this is on NationalGeographic.com in 2020, who helped found what became the Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Protestant denomination. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, White first articulated the dietary prescriptions that have since guided this subculture of the longest living Americans. And then you know what he does? He quotes Ellen White on NationalGeographic.com. White praised the consumptions of whole grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables, which, this is quote, impart a strength, a power of endurance, and a vigor of intellect that are not afforded by a more complex and stimulating diet. Interesting. And then he goes on to this. Her recommendations seem remarkably prescient. Now, what's that mean? They're telling the future, mirroring today's dietary guidelines from the American Cancer Society and the American Heart Association. Isn't that amazing? You're part of that heritage. You should be amazed. All right. I'm praising the Lord for this. All right. Now, I want to encourage you here before I conclude on some very recent information. You are not part of some random movement. You do not follow some random, purposeless health principles. These have been verified by science, giving us health and vibrancy, helping us understand the scriptures, having sweeter spirits, increasing our happiness. These are all principles that God has revealed to his people. Praise the Lord. And when people come to us, shouldn't we be able to help them? I want to encourage all of you to be involved in learning more about these things, to be medical missionaries. The Blue Zones actually have a pledge. And they have a pledge about what you want to do. And they have to sign up the communities for, hey, we're going to change our lifestyles and we're going to be benefited by this. They have a pledge. Minister of Healing talks about pledges. It's interesting. So I want to encourage my dear friends to recommit your body as a temple of God, to recommit this church as a place of healing, and it is happening, to recommit to making disciples that teach and preach and heal, to bring forth praises to God and witness to his wisdom, his strength, his love, his redeeming and saving power. All right. What was the number one selling documentary in America? Forks Over Knives. Now, that was not an Adventist presentation. However, we have those principles, and we've had them for over 100 years. There's a new documentary that's featuring Adventism. That's what I want to end on here in just a moment. How to visit, back to that article on this travel industry that's going to be a $1 trillion industry. They say, how do you visit the blue zones? Here are some expert tips for visiting the blue zones. And this is suggested by Dr. Nairi Dardarian, the director for the Center of Nutrition and Performance at Drexel University in Pennsylvania. All right, so here's some recommendations. Number one, if you're going to Nicoya, Costa Rica, the Nicoya Peninsula is the gateway destination for the blue zones, says Buettner. You can stay in a nice hotel, eat healthy food, and do other things. And it gives you a dish to try. It's the Gallo Pinto, rice and beans for breakfast. It might not sound good to you, but it works, okay? You don't have to eat them plain. Where to stay? Buettner recently hosted a Blue Zones retreat at newly opened Sylvester, a 9-residence, health-minded property steps from 4 mile long. All right, he tells you where it is. Now, then they go down through the health areas, and he gets to Loma Linda, California, and he's going to tell you what to do, what dish to try, and where to stay. This is an encouragement and a rebuke at the same time. So let's laugh and cry together. Loma Linda, California. Buettner suggests taking a trip to this Seventh-day Adventist community located 1 hour east of Los Angeles. He credits their strict faith-based lifestyle of the 24-hour Sabbath, no drinking, no smoking, and vegetarian diet for longevity. The dish to try. Pop into the Loma Linda market and order the Popeye smoothie. A combo of spinach, kale, pineapple, apple, and banana from the juice bar. This is Dan Buettner verified, friends. Now, here's the part where I scratch my head. With all love and with all encouragement, where should you stay if you go to Loma Linda? Palm Springs is 50 miles southeast and is part of the Blue Zones Activate Initiative, which aims to make residents healthier. I want to encourage everyone that we need to build another one in Loma Linda. And I think we're going to build one here. We got some awards. There's inaugural Welly Awards, and they got some winners. Winners for things that, now there's a company, it's a wellness PR firm, and their goal is to celebrate wellness and culture. They said one of the things that we can celebrate in this culture is a documentary. What is that documentary? It's Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zones, honored for wellness excellence. Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zones takes members around the world to investigate the diet and lifestyles of those living the longest lives. This documentary passes along the wisdom of eating wisely, moving naturally, connecting with others, and having a purpose or outlook. Fortune had an article in 2023 that says, what is the only U.S. Blue Zone a city can teach us about long living? On health leaders, we have a record of Adventist Health and Blue Zones celebrate their first year of accomplishments. What are they accomplishing? This is a quote from Scott Rayner, CEO of Adventist Health. He previously said that the Wellness Being Division is part of a decade-long strategy to move from a healthcare company to a health company. Praise the Lord. This year, he said, this was a few years ago, he said, we drew a bold line in the sand. Now I want to use his words to encourage the rest of us. He drew a bold line in the sand and said that we must walk our talk. If we as an organization are going to fulfill that lofty purpose of improving well-being for everyone, everywhere, so that they can live longer, better, and longer lives, this has to start with us and with our associates. Now let me conclude. There's a lot of other good information. However, this is a picture of that documentary. And I want to encourage you that one of the people that they highlight in that documentary is a little lady named Dr. Loida Medina. This is her testimony. This is a picture of her giving a testimony of being at Village Seventh-day Adventist Church. This is not in that documentary. I haven't seen the documentary. But let me tell you, the lady in there came here, and she saw results in her own health that she did not think was possible, the doctor. And now she comes back sometimes, and she helps in our health immersion programs. They highlighted her in this testimony to the world, released approximately 3 years after the health emergency. It's interesting how 3 years after the health emergency in Daniel, there was a notation in history that they were wiser. And here we have 3 years after coronavirus, there's a notation in history, a witness to the world, that the Adventist lifestyle is 10 times better. So I want to encourage all of us that let's get back to it. Let's enjoy it. Let's be stronger. Let's be healthier. Let's be happier. Let's have clear conceptions of Christ and his love for others. Let's embrace this message with power to bring people into his kingdom. That's my prayer for us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care. I praise you for who you are and how you reveal your secrets of health and everything to your servants. Thank you for the witness to the world, Lord, that your people are right now. Have mercy on us for where we have fallen short, Lord, and I pray that you would bring us with a clear understanding and willing hearts back to your health message. Lord, let every member embrace this, please, and be stronger and happier and healthier and better witnesses to the Christ that created this system for our own good. Thank you for this reminder, Lord, of who we are. Help us to embrace it and follow the call to walk the talk and be a witness for you. To the glory of God, in Jesus' name, I pray and ask these things. Amen.